And this is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. The CORE Act, a Colorado public lands bill that would protect about 400,000 acres across the western half of the state, is inching closer to becoming law. The Senate held a hearing on the legislation today. CPR's Washington, D.C. reporter Caitlin Kim has more.
Bradley Noon, who lives in Salida, has spent the past few years advocating for the CORE Act, in particular, the Continental Divide and Camp Hale portion of the bill. He's been lobbying Congress virtually on the bill.
It's extremely important to me. It's my gym, it's my church, it's my therapist.
It's not just about preserving a beautiful spot. It has historical significance. Camp Hale is where the 10th Mountain Division trained during World War II. More than half a century later, Noon went with the 10th Mountain Division to Afghanistan from 2006 to 2007. But most of the testimony on the CORE Act in the subcommittee came not from supporters, but from members of the Trump administration. And they noted the administration objects to CORE in part because it would withdraw several areas from mining and mineral leasing. Michael Ned is with the Bureau of Land Management.
This bill does not support the department's goal of maintain its energy dominance.
But CORE sponsor, Senator Michael Bennett, says this bill is supported by a broad swath of Coloradans in the area. After all, they're the ones that crafted the different elements of the bill and got buy-in from different stakeholders. Aside from Camp Hale, CORE would protect lands in the San Juan Mountains, the Thompson Divide, and Coracante National Recreation Area. The bill has passed the House twice. Most recently, supporters managed to add it to that chamber's National Defense Authorization Act. But it had stalled in the Senate until this hearing was announced last week. Senator Bennett.
I think all of that puts it in a very strong position going into the negotiations over the NDAA here at the end of the year.
The last major Colorado public lands bill to pass Congress, the Hermosa Creek Watershed Protection Act, also made it through as part of an NDAA. House and Senate negotiators have started talks on how to reconcile their differing NDAAs. With a legislative finish line in sight, CORE supporters say they want to cross it this year instead of falling short. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.